Always enjoy talking with Joe Scully. He's got a big job. He's the president of the state's largest trucking company, Coalition, the Motor Transport Association of Connecticut. Got him on the line live here this morning. Joe, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being here, and I know how busy you are. A couple of things I wanted to ask you, seeing that we're talking about your trucking company. I know that Mr. Lamont, who is one of the gubernatorial candidates, said he would limit tolls only to tractor-trailer trucks from our state. He estimated, and this happened on Tuesday, that this would raise $100 million per year, but has released no physical analysis to back up this estimate. Now, what do you have to say about this?
Well, it's a made-up number. There is no analysis behind it. It was just pulled out of thin air because it sounded good, you know, a nice round number, $100 million, which, you know, the plan would violate not only federal statute about what you can do with toll money, but it was not just tractor trailers. It was out-of-state tractor trailers. I mean, that clearly violates the U.S. Constitution's Commerce Clause. This is not, you know, it's not going anywhere. out-of-state tractor trailer tolls only. But I guess the point is that he wants to discriminate against the trucking industry, you know, the people who bring food to grocery stores and medicine to hospitals and gas to gas stations and stuff like that.
And that's really what he'd be doing.
That. Yeah, I don't get it. You know, we have 300 structurally deficient bridges here in Connecticut, right? But here are the transportation priorities for that campaign per a press release the other day. Wi-Fi on trains, buses to the airport, transit-oriented development, or what I like to call the if you build it, they might come. Adding more train stations on this line from New Haven to Springfield. I thought we wanted to speed the trains up, not slow them down. Springfield to Boston, so they're looking at train service in other states now as a priority. And purchasing train tracks from Amtrak because they say that Connecticut can be a better steward of its rail lines than an out-of-state company. Now, we actually have plenty of data to show that that's not true, but, you know, I don't want to talk too much about trains. We want to talk about trucks here this morning, right, Brad?
Well, again, there's no question what your company does. I mean, come on here. We, unfortunately, many times when we see these trucks, we got to kind of take them for granted. But what I think of many, many times, what would we do? What would we do if we did not have the service that you folks provide? And I'll be very honest with you. Ever since I started talking about tolls, I mean, I think this is going to be, and this would be, the worst thing that we could ever do at this time because Connecticut is broke. And we're going to go out and we are going to go with tolls? I don't think so. And all you have to do is ask anybody.
It would cripple the economy for sure, what we've been talking about. I mean, you know, yesterday morning I stopped at a coffee shop to grab breakfast, and there was a truck unloading to several of the small restaurants right there, full of food going into all those restaurants. And all I could think was that this proposal is an attempt to tax the food while it's on the way to the store, and then you'll tax it again when people go to the store or the restaurant and buy it. That's what's on trucks: food, medicine, fuel. They're big. Yes, they are. That doesn't mean the trucking companies make a lot of money. In fact, generally, it's the opposite. The trucking industry has pretty small profit margins. So, look, the truckers aren't just going to absorb those costs. They'd be forced to pass them on to consumers, and ultimately everybody would pay more for everything.
Well, Joe, that's why I'm glad that you were able to come on this morning, really. Joe Scully, president of the state's largest trucking company coalition, the Motor Transport Association of Connecticut, and the Democratic candidate for governor, Mr. Lamont, told them that, well, they could raise $100 million per year, but has released no fiscal analysis to back up the estimate. And again, it's obvious what tolls would do to the state of Connecticut. I've said that for over a year now, and I'm glad that Joe Scully called and wanted to let you know what this would do as far as a truck transportation is concerned.
Well,
were you surprised that Mr. Lamont came to you with that situation?
Well, he didn't exactly come to me, although I would say that we've offered on multiple times to meet and talk with him to correct some of the misunderstandings that are out there, but those invites go ignored, so that's too bad to hear. You know, there also continues to be this false narrative repeated, and I think knowingly by some people. They know it's false, but they say it anyway. And here's the truth. Out-of-state trucks do pay taxes to come through Connecticut, as much as $30 million a year.
How much?
Out-of-state trucks.
How much did you say?
As much as $30 million a year from systems that allow us to connect both diesel taxes and registration fees from trucks that travel through Connecticut.
You know, one of the things as I sit here every morning and listen to some of these things from the politicians, I just say to myself, why can't they tell us the truth on some of this stuff? It affects all of the lives, and this drives me crazy. I just don't believe them.
Well, there are, unfortunately, many misconceptions about the trucking industry, you know, that we're not paying our fair share. Look, another number, we pay 32% of all the road taxes, even though we're 5% of the miles traveled. So the idea that we're not paying our fair share is just ridiculous. The average truck in Connecticut, the average 18-wheeler pays $17,000 annually in state and federal road taxes. And the thing is, Brad, they don't even spend the money on roads. They spend it on pensions, fringe benefits, these empty transit buses that you see driving around. And now this proposal explicitly said, I'm almost surprised that it was given, we'll tax the trucks and spend it on trains. I mean, that's bold.
I just, it's unbelievable. You know something, though, Joe, there's not too many like you that would come on, and so that the folks that work every single day, and many struggle, okay, and you would come on and tell us exactly what is happening, because we never hear this. They're not going to tell us this about the trucking industry. They're not going to do it.
I'm happy to talk about the industry. I'm very proud of what our members do. It's just a good blue-collar, middle-class industry that, and you know, we deliver. You said, what would happen if trucks weren't around? I mean, think about this. What if every truck driver or trucking company took vacation for a week all at the same time? When you go to the store and the restaurant, there's nothing there. So it just seems like a very strange villain to create, the trucking industry, right? I know sometimes folks will run against Wall Street or big banks or insurance companies, but the trucking industry, I think it's bizarre.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Stefanowski has ruled out tolls entirely. He's ruled out tolls entirely and also pledged to phase out the state income tax. Now, there are people that say that you can't do that. Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you, Joe, I was there the day that we had close to 40,000 people when we got the income tax. Lowell Weicker was the governor, and we had it won. We had it won. I'll never forget Governor O'Neill saying when he was governor, and he was the longest serving governor, that he would never put in a state income tax. And we were told that when Lowell Weicker was governor, before he was governor, said the same thing. But again, we got the state income tax, right? And that was going to save us. You know what that has done? That has dug us a deeper hole. And that's why we're in the situation that we're in today.
Well, if I recall, the state income tax was supposed to be temporary. I don't know how many people believe that at the time, but what that reminds me of now is, I think the phrase was limited electronic tolling. No such thing. Once tolls are there, they only go up. There's more of them. The price goes up. I mean, you look at congestion pricing down in Washington, D.C., and one of the roads down there charges as much as $48 in tolls to travel 10 miles because that's what congestion pricing is. It's designed to force you off the highway. So nobody should believe that we can have, quote, limited electronic tolling in Connecticut. There's no such thing.
Well, you know there's no such thing. I just wish Mr. Lamont would tell us that. He's a candidate for a governor. But as I mentioned before, Mr. Stefanowski will tell you that, and they're dueling it out here on those particular issues. But I'm so glad, Joe, that you were able to come on this morning and let my listeners, at least, that listen to me in the morning, understand what you do and what your companies do and what we get as taxpayers. Not much.
Well, thank you, Brad, for allowing us to tell our story. I'm speaking on behalf of the industry that I represent, that I'm very proud of these folks. So it's great to have this opportunity.
Well, thank you, Joe, and good luck to you, and we'll talk again.
All right, take care.
You bet.